Yeah, that is cool. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the way in which you've embraced your Jewish heritage. So I think the rest of the songs will give me a clearer view of that.
I hope so. Yeah, I thought where we would go next is the song All Is Well, and I'll tell you how that came about. I had been living in Nashville for a while and still had no kind of religious or spiritual stuff going on in my life at all. And somebody dragged me, literally dragged me, kicking and screaming, into a Unity church. And I remember being so uncomfortable. First of all, because it was a church, and what is a nice Jewish girl doing in a church? But also because at the end, I didn't hear one thing the minister said. I was so busy with my inner dialogue. And then they stood up at the end and they held hands, and I was like, ew. And then they sang the peace song, and I was like, God, get me out of here. And then they said the Unity Prayer for Protection, which goes, I hope I don't mess it up, it's so beautiful. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Which was written by the poet laureate of the Unity Movement, James Dillard Freeman. Something happened to me when I heard that prayer. It's like it bypassed that committee that was embarrassed and talking so loud in my head and just went right to my heart. I really knew that was true. I knew that I wasn't just soul floating around in life with no connection, with no help, with no bigger purpose. So the poem has always meant a great deal to me, the prayer has, and I wanted to write a version of it.
And that's how All Is Well came about. It's by Karen Taylor Good.
Grave sand.